Now, I have with me Dunica Walsh, National Services Manager for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. Good afternoon, Dunica, and welcome to the programme.
Cheers, Donny. It's actually Dunica Whelan.
Dunica Whelan. Yes, your predecessor was Karen Walsh. That's where my mistake came from. Sorry, Dunica. First of all, I suppose, before we go into the nitty-gritty of this, if you could explain for the benefit of the listeners, what is an acquired brain injury?
So, an acquired, it can be any number of things, really. A lot of people, when you talk about brain injury or an acquired brain injury, will think of something like a car accident. So the fact that it's acquired is usually that it happens very quickly, like it's an immediate thing. So other kind of types of brain injury would be from falls. So you could walk along, you fall, you bang your head, you sustain a brain injury. If you get, say, for example, if you were assaulted or, you know, you suffered a physical assault and boxed and knocked out, that would be a brain injury. Also, people, for example, who might have had a heart attack, you know, and have to get resuscitated and they have a lack of oxygen to the brain, that's a brain injury. And then people who have strokes or brain hemorrhages, that's also a brain injury. So something that happens very suddenly, it's nothing that's existing beforehand, and just like it can happen just out of the blue. So trauma or a stroke of some variety, something like that.
And Dunica, you have issued, I suppose, a report, and it is directed at investment in the community rehabilitation, and the purpose behind the investment or committing to the investment in the community rehabilitation is that this would have the direct result of freeing up hospital waiting lists and I presume hospital beds as well.
Absolutely, yeah. The issue around brain injury is it's very much called kind of the silent epidemic. You know, in Ireland, approximately 10,000 to 13,000 people every year would have a brain injury, and 1,000 or 2,000 of them require, you know, serious intensive treatment in hospital. And, you know, Beaumont's close by you there as well, and it's the National Euro Centre. So enough of the people's brain injury end up in Beaumont. The problem is, because of the nature of the injury, it affects somebody's brain, and your brain is essentially the controller of what you do. Depending on the damage of the brain, it can really affect your function, your personality, everything, you know, the person that you are. And for somebody to be able to move on from that, it can be very difficult because the support services aren't there. And what happens is often they get stuck in hospital because what they need, the rehab support they need, just isn't in the community. And what happens is that they have this awful term, bed blocking, in that they're stuck in a bed in a hospital and they're people are trying to move them on, and they end up in nursing homes, unfortunately, which are as inappropriate places for a lot of people with brain injury. So what we're looking for is that community rehabilitation services are put in place. And that this isn't us just asking for it out of the blue. It's part of a government strategy, the National Neuro Rehabilitation Strategy, which should have been implemented in 2015. And as to date, there isn't an implementation plan. So what we're calling for is that this plan be implemented to allow people to get out of hospitals, you know, where they don't need to be, and back into their community with rehabilitation to help them rebuild their lives.
And Dunica, it would be, and my guest is Dunica Whelan from the National, he's the National Services Manager of Acquired Brain Injuries Ireland. Dunica, when you talk about investment, and we all know that investment in this case is really comes down to euros, and how many euros are we talking about?
You see, the thing about investment, you know, when people talk about investment in these services, a lot of the time it's not even investment, it's a case of changing the funding. So for somebody in Beaumont Hospital, for example, who's taken up a bed, and I hate the term, but just it's what's normally used. A bed in Beaumont Hospital is around 300,000 to 400,000 euros per year. If you were to provide somebody with 40 hours support per year, per week, per year, you're looking at 50,000. So there's straight away you kind of say, well, if somebody can be managed out in the community, even with a full-time person looking after them, that would cost 50,000 as opposed to a bed in Beaumont Hospital, which is 300,000 to 400,000. So straight away you can see where there's saving. And it's not that it's about investment. It's about the appropriate resources going to the appropriate individual. And if everybody got the resources that they need, you would just be reconfiguring the funding that's already there. The problem is all the funding is if you want, for the want of a better word, is siloed. So there's hospital funding, there's disability service funding, and they don't cross over, and that's the problem with the funding. So the investment really is about reorientating the money that's already there for the needs of the individual, you know, instead of wasting money providing services that the individual doesn't need anymore, like an acute hospital bed or like a nursing home bed.
Yeah, well, of course, Donachan, you're dealing with it firsthand, but I presume the frustration you feel at the bureaucracy in this country, where people seem to be incapable of thinking outside the box, because quite literally, as you have outlined the procedure, it's very, very simple. Question there comes to mind in relation to that, Donachan. Are there sufficient numbers of people with the qualifications required to deal with people with acquired brain injuries? Are there enough people out in the community to deal with the people in the community?
Well, you see, the simple answer would be no, as such, if you looked at the country as a whole. Just taking the specific services that are currently out there with regard to brain injuries, there's ourselves. But we would have a presence in each county of some level. In Dublin, we would have more services, for example, than in other counties. And those type of services that somebody with brain injury might need would be a residential service for those who want to live in the community but can't live on their own. Community service where somebody's going in helping them, you know, rebuild their lives for a few hours a day or whatever. Kind of a rehabilitation day support service where they can come in and relearn skills, but they don't need somebody one-to-one. They can just drop in and you know, relearn things. And then you might need somebody to coordinate services for them because they just aren't able to coordinate services themselves. Because the problem with brain injury is the brain injury happens to the family as well. So there's a huge amount of family support needs. So if you're looking at the specific kind of qualifications for somebody, it's something that you have to learn. But AB Ireland has, you know, at this stage, 17 years' experience and has gained an awful lot of experience. The other organisation in the country would be Headway, who look after the specific rehabilitative training, and that would be in Dublin, Limerick and Cork. And then you have pockets of services. There's a group called Quest Services, who are LNN, National Learning Network Service up in Galway. So you do have a cohort of expertise who can inform the HSE, who can inform other service providers and provide education and training to them. And that will be a lot of the work that we actually do when we link people with brain injury in with other services. Because oftentimes it's educating the services. It's not about us, ABI Ireland, providing everything to the individual. It's about linking the individual up with services in their own locality and providing information and education to the services themselves. So it's not about us taking over and providing everything. It's about you know, educating the other services that are out there. And, you know, we would be in a position to do that if the funding was there. But unfortunately, it isn't.
Yeah, and of course, the other side of the coin, too, is that, you know, I presume that it would be far more beneficial for the recipients of the service if it was administered as you have outlined, rather than, for argument's sake, in a nursing home, which I think is a totally unsuitable environment for somebody with an acquired brain injury.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there's obviously people do need nursing homes, and some people with brain injury may well need a nursing home, but not everybody does. Because often with somebody with brain injury, because they can't organise themselves, or they may have vulnerable issues, or they may have safety issues, the only funding that's available, unfortunately, at the moment to move people out from hospital is a nursing home. You know, it's a nurse-led environment. And that's the only way that the discharge planners, the bed managers in the hospitals can move people on in order to free beds. So they're stuck in a system that they have no other options. And part of this call for community rehabilitation is something that the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has discussed and spoken about, which is looking at that Fair Deal, looking at the Fair Deal funding to provide community services. And that's something we were very active in kind of pushing him for, but ensuring that it covers not just nurse-led service, but social services, because people with brain injury aren't sick. What they do need is rehabilitation as opposed to being patients. These are people relearning new skills, getting back into work, you know, because there's all sorts of issues that happen for somebody who can't go back to work. Social issues, you know, their personalities may change, they've got judgment issues. They're not sick, they need rehabilitation as opposed to some sort of a medical model. So we would be very anxious to ensure that in that review of community fair deal supports for people in the community under fair deal, that it encapsulates everybody's need and not just one cohort, as in keeping an older person in their community, which is absolutely valid and we would hugely support, but it can't just be for that.
Donnacha, how many people in Ireland currently have acquired brain injuries?
Well, if you look at, we would say, for example, I don't want to get into statistics and give you numbers, how we would, because there isn't a huge amount of research on it in Ireland. But if you take into account that every year you've got 10,000 people, so you're looking at realistically, you're looking at probably 100,000 or so people with brain injury. Not catastrophic brain injury, not that they need nursing homes, but where the brain injury itself is causing huge difficulties in their life and for their families. So that's a very conservative estimate, around 100,000 to 200,000 people. But we don't actually know, and we've actually put in to the Health Research Board proposing to do some research on that.
And Donnacha, finally, and I suppose maybe in a lot of ways most importantly, you mentioned him there earlier, have you actually sat down at a table opposite Simon Harris and put this proposal to him?
He did a presentation. We had our National Carers Conference there last week in Croke Park. The minister came along and we had an opportunity to discuss it with him. And when he was giving his opening remarks, he did reflect on that and the requirement to look at community rehabilitation. He was very generous in his words about ABI Ireland. He gave a commitment to us to look at the whole area of brain injury and rehabilitation. So, you know, he was very positive in his words, but they're words. You know, I mean, he said in 6 months there will be a review and a report coming out around using Fair Deal for community rehabilitation, and very much we'll hold that to him. We'll hold him to that. So, you know, the words are great, the intentions seem good, you know, but, you know, it can't just be that. There has to be an awful lot more than words and intentions.
Well, with all due respect, Donnacha, the way things are shaping up at the moment, it may not be him you're dealing with in 6 months' time either.
Nigel, it could be
Taoiseach,
you wouldn't know.
Yep, you would not know. Anyway, Donnacha Whelan, National Service Manager for Acquired Brain Injuries Ireland, thank you so much for joining us on Northside today. And Donnacha, with your permission, this is something that we will be monitoring and see how you progress in your efforts to achieve your goal of getting people with acquired brain injuries treated more respectfully, I suppose, and probably more practically in their community.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate your opportunity and I'm happy to come on any time. No problem.
You're more than welcome, Donnacha, and thank you for joining us today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not at all. Bye-bye.